Trigger warning. The following episode contains references to gore, human suffering, factual inaccuracies, several entitled people making light of all these things. If any of the aforementioned topics cause you discomfort, you may want to listen to a different episode.
Remind me again, how did I get to this dentist chair? I'm Kelly.
This episode has bad mouthfeel. I'm Adam.
Revenge tastes sweet, but you'd better make it ice cream. My name's Sean.
If they're gonna be taken out anyway, why not become a pirate? I'm Andy, and this is Acid Pop. Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Acid Pop. This week, we're going to be talking about dentistry and teeth in general.
I have some of those.
Everybody's got a few.
Well, I have extra.
Most everybody. Yeah. We'll get to that later. So the origin of the word dentist comes from the French dentiste.
Is it Italian?
You sound pretentious when you say that.
From the Latin dens, meaning a tooth. So it's a toothist.
Yeah. So you got a scientist and a toothist.
Yeah. One does cyan, one does teeth. I didn't really format this trivia very well, so here we go. So how many dentists are currently working
to screw in a light bulb?
Yes. How many teeth does it take to screw in a light bulb?
A lot, I guess.
Yes, probably.
You shouldn't do that with your teeth.
Sounds awful.
How many dentists are currently working in the world?
In the world?
At least 50.
Yeah, probably. I'm going to say 200,000.
I was going to say 100,000.
I'm going to go high, so I'll go with 500,000.
You're all off by a margin of at least three times. There's 1.8 million dentists as of the last count of them.
Oh my God.
So that's 29 dentists per 100,000 people in the world.
We won't stand a chance in the dental wars.
That is a lot of dentists, and it seems like you can find four or five on every street corner, so.
That's true, now that I think about it.
How many adult teeth do humans normally have? Normally?
Am I normal?
I don't know, are you?
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4. 26.
That sounds right. I'm going to trust his counting.
I'm going to say 32.
Is this how many are they supposed to have, or how many like people on average that lose teeth and stuff?
So Kelly gets a full point. You each get a half a point.
What?
Because I assume both of you have had all of your wisdom teeth removed.
Well, I haven't, but...
No? You only have 26 teeth? Oh, do you have impacted wisdom teeth, Sean? Those are bad.
He doesn't have any.
Yeah.
Oh, weirdo.
I'm more evolved than the rest of you.
All of my wisdom teeth?
32 is the answer, with normally the four wisdom teeth taken out.
Huh. So it'd be 28?
Yeah.
Okay.
In which state is it a worse offense to bite somebody with dentures rather than your natural teeth?
Florida.
West Virginia.
Toothklahoma.
Texas.
It was Toothklahoma. Good job.
Yay!
The 51st state. It's Louisiana. It's aggravated assault if you bite somebody with dentures. I assume they count it as a weapon.
I like that.
They saw the James Bond movies too many times.
Yeah.
Does it matter whether or not you sharpen them first?
I don't think it matters. I mean, they're just like, hey, that guy used a weapon. He should dish my teeth.
Drop them.
Oh, damn it. Polydent. So what is the word for when an animal has teeth of different shapes for chewing different things?
Omnivorism?
Polydentata. my favorite character.
Multiple teeth.
Many teeth.
That was what I was going to come up with. Yeah, I'm going with Adam's answer.
I don't think it's right, but I don't know what it would be.
It's called, heterodonts. Basically means H-E-T-E-R-O-dont.
Oh.
Hetero, or heterodont.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mammals are usually the ones that have this, because your reptiles and stuff will have teeth of different teeth of different sizes, but not different shapes.
Okay.
So which land mammal has the most teeth?
Land mammal.
So it's probably not a whale.
Or a crocodile.
Probably rule that one out.
Ah, tricked her again.
Boy, I don't know. I guess I don't pay attention to how many teeth things have. So I'm going to say something that forages a lot. Let's go with...
That's what I was thinking.
A possum.
I'm going to say a shrew.
Which is a smaller possum.
I'm going to go in the other direction and figure it's some sort of large predator. I'm going to say a tiger.
Mm. That is the opposite of a shrew.
Now, Sean got the one that has like the second most teeth. Possums can have 50 to 60 teeth in their heads.
That's too many teeth.
It's strange to me that you just know that off the top of your head.
I've been looking up tooth stuff. The giant armadillo has the most teeth of a land mammal, with as many as 100 teeth.
Where does it keep the rest of them?
Well, his hands are lined with teeth.
If we were looking at like animals with the most teeth, you could go with sharks, but sharks don't actually have all that many teeth at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
They just grow like thousands and thousands of teeth over
their lifespan.
They just
have infinite teeth over their lifetime.
If we were going to make a tooth pile, sharks would win.
Yeah. Which sea animal has the most teeth?
We just established it wasn't shark.
Does baleen count as a teeth?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It does not. It's more of like a mouth curtain.
Yeah, it's like mouth like mud flaps or something.
I'm just going to go with what I figure is the obvious and say orca.
Bottlenose dolphin.
A saltwater crocodile.
I'm going to give Sean the point. It is a long-snouted spinner dolphin.
Oh, that is so close.
They have 260 teeth.
It's the mini-toothed dolphin.
The gaping mod dolphin.
Hi!
Holy crap. And let's just go with which animal has the most teeth.
Oh, man, that dolphin, wasn't it? 260 teeth. Jeez. Is there like some worm that's entire digestive tract is lined with teeth?
We're getting there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm say like a sea cucumber or something.
Those known bitey sneeze.
How about like a lamprey?
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Not a bad idea.
Goodness. I mean, we've hit land mammals. We've hit sea animals.
Why are you hitting all these animals?
That's all the animals.
Give me your teeth.
I'm going to be redundant. It's some sort of alligator.
It is not. It is the African giant snail. So we're like a sort of worm thing. It has 25,600 teeth.
Okay.
What the?
Hold it, snail.
Snails don't have teeth.
They do. It's on their tongue.
I don't know. Apparently something that needs to be chewed a lot.
Yeah.
If I remember right, it's not like a jaw. It's this tongue that they like rasp across the leaves.
Yeah.
It's like 320 grit sandpaper.
Yeah.
So don't get bit by a snail.
I have once.
You have?
Yeah.
That's why he's a were-snail now.
Oh, no.
I'm changing very slowly.
It's slow to get to anywhere. let's go back to dolphins for a second. Let's do a true-false question. If you cut a dolphin's tooth in half, you can count the rings and tell the age.
I have heard this say true. I think it's true.
Going with true, it's too weird to be false.
Yeah, that was exactly my reasoning.
It is true. If you were bold enough to reach into a dolphin's mouth and pluck out its tooth, you can cut it down and they gain a layer of tooth for every year that they've lived, basically.
You can make a wish.
I have heard that before, but I have no idea where I heard that.
Oh, you know, somewhere. I just told you.
That's right. I remember now.
You remember that?
Seems so long ago.
How much time does an average American spend brushing their teeth throughout their entire lifetime?
Entire life?
All right. So I'm going to say
1 year.
Two minutes a day, 365 days a year, it's 720 minutes. And then times that by 70, get like 49,000. Divide that by 60, and you get what? About 800 hours. 800 hours.
I'm going to have let Sean do the math, but I'm going to be a pessimist. So I'm going to say 600 hours.
I said 1 year. How does that relate? How many hours are in a year?
Times
a lot of hours. I don't know that song from Rent.
So that's in minutes.
So I guess that would be 32 days if I broke it down more.
Sean is closest without going over. That was some good math. 38.5 days. So 38 and a half days spent throughout your entire lifetime just sitting there brushing your teeth.
That seems low.
I think I was respectably close.
He was. Sean was pretty close.
Yeah.
But apparently you need to add a few minutes to your toothbrushing every day.
Yeah. Step up your game. Fix your gross, gross mouth.
How about another true false? Tooth enamel is the hardest part of the human body.
Hardest. I'm going to say true.
I know it's up there.
Since Kelly thawed my frozen heart.
I think the skull is also a contender.
I'm going with false.
You guys really, really split me here.
The difference, yeah.
Yeah. Whoever I side with, I'm going to make an enemy of the other.
That's just politics.
False.
It is true.
That's just what Big Dentist wants you to believe, Andy.
No, don't you think Big Dentist would want me to believe that it's like softer than everything else? So they're like, oh man, you really have, we have to sell you all these nice things.
Okay.
That's not counting my teeth, which are like as soft as licorice.
And twice as sweet.
In what year did a woman become the first licensed female dentist?
Oh, man.
2007. No.
1972.
I'm going to say 63.
1937.
Okay, so Kelly was closest, but you all went over.
Yeah.
It was Lucy Beeman Hobbs became the first licensed female dentist in 1866.
It wasn't Polly Dentata?
It was not Polly Dentata. It was not Vagina Dentata either. What were George Washington's teeth made out of?
It seemed to me they were actually like bones from other animals.
That sounds terrifying when you put it like that.
Yeah, I thought they were like horse teeth. I've also heard the teeth of his slaves.
But, yuck.
Damn horse teeth, General Washington again. Mocking us.
We filed them down.
I mean, I don't know what the word is. Historically, I guess that's supposed to be like cherry wood or something.
Right across the battlefield with his terrifying whinny.
He cut down a cherry tree and then made dentures out of it?
That's what he did.
I'll just go with that. I believe in Americana.
So Adam's got cherry wood. And Sean's got random animal bones.
Whatever was lying around.
Some sort Kelly of mouse femur in there.
Kelly has horse teeth. Animal bones is probably the closest.
Closest without going over?
It was animal fat.
His dentures were made from gold.
Oh.
Hippopotamus tusk.
What? Okay.
Elephant ivory.
Uh-huh.
And other human teeth.
Okay.
Okay, a hippo
the teeth of my enemies.
Is pretty much a horse.
It's the water horse, like, they call it.
Exactly. So I think I was right.
Damn water horses.
Can you imagine having a mouthful of soggy wood all day long?
He has dry mouth.
You lacquer it beforehand.
Yeah.
I heard it was very painful.
Martha, your roast tastes like the pool deck.
Oh, you.
And the last question I got here is... it's a three-parter. What was the average amount of money left by the Tooth Fairy in the 1950s?
Is this before or after inflation?
This is before.
15 cents.
I was going to say $5.
Dollars? Jeez.
It's a different time. America was prospering.
Penny.
It was a quarter.
Oh.
Really? That's more than I expected.
One quarter. How about when we were children in like the 80s, 1988 to like 1995?
Wasn't it just like a dollar or something?
I'm going to say $2.
50 cents.
Adam was right on with a dollar.
Oh.
Sean had generous parents. And what is the going rate currently for the Tooth Fairy? I mean,
$5.
She puts it up on her website.
Three.
I'm also going to say $5.
Sean's parents adjusted him for inflation, and it is $2.
Ooh. Sounds like two. She's not keeping up with inflation.
Yeah, the increase doesn't seem to be that gradual or consistent.
Damn capitalist fairies.
Keeping all our teeth.
We've got to make cuts this year. It's going to be tight.
Okay, so I've got a few stories about dentists that are, we're bad people in general. Well, here's just a story about kind of a horror story. Like, whenever I go into the dentist and they stick me with, like, the anesthesia needle, I always think back to these sorts of stories.
Yeah. And his dentist was still hanging on the car.
Here's a story about a man from Britain who only wants to be identified as William.
Like the royalty?
Yes, Prince William. he went to the dentist and got stuck with an anesthesia needle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mouth numbed up, and after that, he can't remember anything.
Okay.
Ever again.
What?
Oh, God.
He can remember everything about his life before the anesthesia needle. Everything after that is like Memento, the movie.
Crazy.
Oh, man. What did they hit? Did they stick it up through his top of his mouth into his brain?
No idea. It was he was in the British Armed Forces. He went to a dentist in Germany, and they hit a nerve in his mouth that caused him to have short-term memory loss.
The memory nerve. Weird.
My memory nerve.
That's why they call him wisdom teeth.
Can't remember anything longer than 90 minutes.
He can't even make it through a movie.
Well, no,
he can't even enjoy Memento. He lives it in real time.
He says he has no problems today because now he has a smartphone and he has a note on it says, first thing, read this.
He has a tattoo on his arm that says, look at your phone.
It's not going to make it hard to hold down a job.
And it, like the dentist says, well, we didn't hit anything wrong. We just stuck him where we stuck everybody else.
Sure, it was a coincidence.
But he woke up and said, what the hell am I doing here? Who are you people? And they're like, the dentist? He's like, oh, yeah, I went to the dentist.
And then
what? Who the hell are you people? and there's similar stories that I've read about where people go in there and they get stuck with the anesthesia needle and they can no longer taste anything.
I've heard of that.
Or it gives them a lazy eye.
I can just imagine, like, someone looking up at the ceiling during the dental appointment, like, how you doing down there? It's like, okay. And the eye's just like,
just imagine if I couldn't taste anything anymore. I'd probably eat healthier.
Yeah,
I've definitely always thought that too, but, well, can you still feel the food on your tongue? Because I have a texture thing. Well, and like,
because then it would be all about mouthfeel.
Yeah.
Only the crunchiest foods for me.
Cheetos, please.
I've heard that when that happens, that comes back. It takes a long time, but that, you know, you'll lose it for a few years, but then it'll start to trickle back in.
So how about the case of Dr. Edward Bodek, who was a dentist in California, who primarily was a dentist for nursing homes?
Oh, okay.
He would he'd tell people he was charged, the patients he was charging something like $67 for a cleaning, and because they were old and didn't remember stuff so well, he'd charge them $8,000.
It's like, no, that's what you signed for.
No, that's exactly what he did. Like, no, it's fine.
Don't make me take away your memory.
All assisted living stuff. Or he'd tell people he was doing a procedure and then not do it at all.
He's like the Jiffy Lube of dental people.
Thanks for checking my breaks in my mouth.
How far did he get it? Like, I don't know. I feel like that's going to get run by somebody at some point. Like the insurance company be like, wait a second.
They're only charging him with stealing $260,000.
Oh, Jesus. And that was one patient.
However, when the feds raided his house, it was full of shopping bags full of luxury goods like furs and like high fashion clothes and jewelry.
Just never got around to take him out of the bag.
Well, it said they also had storage lockers, but apparently after you steal so much money, you're just like, I don't know, toss it in the garage.
He was just spiraling out of control at that point. He just kept buying things for no reason.
He also stole the identities of more than 22 old people.
Well, it's because they identify people with their teeth when they die.
Yep.
It was the mysterious case of the biting bandit. And every time they tracked him down, it was some random old person somewhere in the state.
Oh, you need ID? Can I just bite something?
Can I bite you? Let's talk about dentists that don't know when to stop.
They just don't quit.
They bore down through your jaw and into your throat.
Well, a man named Christopher Christ, so Christ, went into the dentist to get 3 teeth pulled. And his mom took him there, which is weird because he's 20-something and that's all right, I suppose. But he's supposed to get there to get 3 of his teeth removed, and they pulled all of them.
Took the whole dang thing.
They took every one of his teeth.
Well, this paper here says 30. That can't be right. I'll just take them all.
Well, I mean, I imagine they got down to the last one. Is like, well, he just looks silly with one tooth.
Well, did they explain stupid themselves?
Well, the company Amazing Family Dentistry
might want to change that.
Well, I bet everyone was amazed.
Is not commenting, but there was another patient that says they visited the office to have one tooth removed and had the entire bottom row of teeth taken out.
Jeez.
Somebody in there's just making a necklace.
Okay, when I go to the dentist and they're doing anything more than like cleaning my teeth, there's never less than 2 people in the room, and often more. Yeah. Like someone should be checking at
yeah,
some
where
point.
Where are the checks and balances like, here?
Doctor, you seem to have gotten into a rhythm.
Like a really good song came on the radio, and they just like kept going.
Yeah, don't mess him up. He's in his zone.
Oh, he's in his tooth pulling zone.
Yeah, they've got like an office betting pool on who can pull all the teeth in a mouth in the least amount of time, and they're just trying to top it.
It seems to me like these people had to have been under, like, just put under, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't have to be put under to have your teeth pulled, I know.
Even with some anesthetic, if I start seeing more than a few teeth come out of there, I might raise a hand for a question.
Hey, now.
It's so hard to talk around all the stuff they put in your mouth, though.
Yeah, you just can't get a word in edgewise.
This poor man also had to go to the hospital because they didn't give him proper antibiotics, so now his entire mouth is an infection.
Ah,
oh, man. God.
Oh, my God. Just a line of gums oozing pus.
I mean, the only upside to that is they'll probably have to, like, pay out the ass, and this guy is going to get, like, titanium teeth implanted in his head, and he'll never have another dental problem for the rest of his life.
Yeah, but he's going to get those done somewhere else.
Yeah.
But if he has infections in there, it can eat away at the bone, and then implants are harder.
Yeah.
So much I know about dentistry from my own experience. Anyway, let's do one more story, and then I've got so much to talk about. And talk about a dentist who is a murderer.
Okay.
Now, this man, Dr. Tony Protopapas.
Of course he was.
He's popping and locking.
Was arrested in 1983 because he killed three people, and he knew he did it. He gave them lethal doses of the anesthesia he was supposed to give them.
Ah.
So they died, like, in the doctor's office?
Let's see here.
Because, I mean, says, dentists can have other hobbies, too.
Yes, it looks like they were, two of them died at the office and one of them died elsewhere. Like, when they were done, the anesthesia took them. And he tried to explain it off as, like, oh, they were allergic.
To living?
No, they were yeah, allergic to the anesthesia, but they told me they weren't.
Oh,
okay. I see where he's going with that.
Except that two of the victims, like, spouses, were like, no. She's had dentistry done before. And it didn't result in death.
If it had, I wouldn't have taken her a second time.
Yeah.
I mean, she's dead, but she's got such a lovely smile, and I'd hate to have it spoiled.
Was there a reason behind this? Was, like, I don't know, is he just, like, a serial killer? These were just random people, or...
He was just having a bad
people.
Day.
Seems like he just wanted to kill people.
Oh, okay.
Everybody needs a hobby.
Released from prison in 2011, and he is not allowed to practice dentistry again.
You're in dentist timeout.
Is he allowed to get a degree as an anesthesiologist?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. After he got out on parole, he got a bunch of job offers from other dentists.
Like, well, I'm sure he's got it out of his system by now.
But it's mostly for things like crafting crowns and stuff. So hopefully nobody's walking around with, like, a cyanide crown.
A crown for a king.
And those are all the dentist stories I could find that weren't, like, horrible rapist stories.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah. I mean, dentists and hypnotists.
Dentists and hypnotists. If I had a nickel.
It's basically the same job.
Yeah, basically. But with a happy guess. Yeah,
sit down in his chair and fall asleep.
Does anybody have any dentistry stories other than when I start?
I have a few. Nothing too major, but, like, I didn't have anything major done with my mouth until I was a teenager. I think I was, like, 17.
When I might have been there for you, with you for your first cavity.
Well, I remember Andy was holding my hand.
Yeah, we're all here for you, Sean.
Thanks, everybody. So what was going on is I was at the orthodontist, actually. And, like, to me, this always seemed like a bullshit excuse. But my orthodontist was like, hey, you've got a baby tooth up on top and there's no adult tooth behind it. I was like, oh, okay. He's like, so we're going to pull it out. It's like, but if there's no adult tooth behind it, won't I just not have a tooth then? And he's like, yep.
I was all like, right.
Now, okay. And
for when they pulled it out, was it the old pliers or?
No, they...
Or the old string on a doorknob.
No, what they did was they basically, like, used a drill and they just, like, shattered it into pieces and then pulled the pieces out. But yeah, like, they gave me anesthetic and this was my first time ever getting Novocaine, which it turns out really doesn't work very well on me. And they gave me the shot and they're like, can you feel this? I was like, yeah, I can. They're like, you can't. You're just saying that. And then they just started working. And I just remember, like, I was sitting in this chair and it was like a plastic armchair and I was almost like ripping the plastic off the armrest because I was gripping my fingernails into the arm so hard and my eyes are just watering and they're just working away. And I just like was like, I can feel this. And they're like, they kept saying the same thing. They're like, oh, you're just feeling the pressure. You're not actually feeling any pain. I was like, I'm pretty sure I know what pain feels like. And they got
you're just a stupid patient.
They got done and I went out and I was like in the car with my mom who picked me up. She said the same thing. And there was like a pen or a straw or something in the car. And I took it out and I just lightly started touching it right where they were working. I was like, no, I can totally feel that. Every step of the way I can feel that. And that's been the case ever since. Like, I don't know. I always hear people talk about like they go to the dentist and like it feels like the side of their face is sliding off and, you know, mm-hmm. they like they can't talk for hours afterwards. That has literally never happened to me. Like I keep these days, I don't let them work until they actually get me numb. But the most I ever get numb is like a quarter sized area right around where they're working. And it usually starts to wear off when they're wrapping up. And like by the time I get home, I pretty much am all back to normal. That's just sort of my experience with the dentist. It's like, okay, you just keep squirting me with Novocaine until I say stop, okay?
I mean, I had a time where a doctor was working on me and I was like, I can feel this. And he shot me up with something that made it so it felt like my eye was going to fall out. Like my eye hole went numb.
At least he's giving you something else to think about. It's just a distraction tactic.
I have all four of my wisdom teeth. And, you know, I saw the dentist pretty regularly before boot camp. And was never told that I needed to get rid of them. They said it was fine. And then in boot camp, everybody gets a dental checkup, and they said, we should probably just take those out just to be safe.
And, maybe need your teeth, son.
And yeah, I guess. And I went and saw a dentist after, where he said, no, those are fine. I don't know what they're talking about.
Just trying to fund the military. Tooth fairy money.
Yep. Just wanted the practice, I guess.
That would have been $8.
My wisdom teeth came in, my bottom ones came in toward my teeth instead of up. And I didn't get them pulled out until I was 30, 31, one of the two. Ooh. And when they were looking at them initially and telling me I needed to get them removed, they were just like, the doctor, the oral surgeon, whatever he was, wouldn't stop saying that if we had only done this 10 years ago, it would have been so much easier. Because like the roots were intertwined with my nerves and they were coming in sideways and it was just a mess. He was like, if you'd only got this done 10 years ago, if you'd only got, and I'm like, well, here we are, sir.
Yeah. And from what he was saying, I guess with wisdom teeth, there's like a worst case scenario of like being impacted and wound around the nerves and all that. And three of her four teeth were worst case scenario. And then the last one was almost a worst case scenario.
Yeah, I went in, I got a little bit, I didn't get any nerve damage, but I did get some nerve aggravation. So I was in a good amount of pain afterward. Yeah, it was not fun. And then I went back in because the pain wasn't going away. Because like I said, they were all tangled in with my nerves. So I had not nerve damage, but nerve tenderness. And I sat down in the in the chair, and not even the doctor, just like the assistant walked in, and she looked at me and she's like, oh, it's you. And then the doctor. You.
They still tell stories about you.
You took off three of the doctor's fingers in your sleep.
The doctor came in a bit later and he's like, oh, yes, I remember this. These were very difficult. It was a very scolding tone.
Damn you. How come you have difficult teeth? And I hate that about a lot of dentists.
I will say our dentist and even the guy who took out my wisdom teeth, all of them are very, very nice, very calm people, which they kind of need to be because I'm a little jumpy. So I'm going to give them that shout out. They walked me through it and practically literally held my hand through me getting my wisdom teeth pulled out. I remember what I was most afraid of was, you know, you always hear people being on whatever and getting all weird and like yelling at people. So I was really scared I was going to be mean while I was on the various drugs. And
that's
so
one of my worries is I don't know how I'll act.
But my mouth was so full of stuff by the end of it that when I was coming to, I couldn't, like, I could kind of communicate to Sean and he had to communicate anything I had to say to the rest of the world. So he censored me properly. And he says I had a lot to say that I don't remember.
Yeah. It was really crazy because, you know, they gave her that stuff that makes you not have a memory of what happened.
Oh, the twilight sleep. Yeah.
Yeah, the twilight sleep. And so I picked her up right after and we had to go to the pharmacy to get some medication. And while we were driving over there, she was like, I remember the whole thing. And then she like told me in very explicit detail the entire procedure. Like they did this and then they gave me that and then they put this in my hand and they were doing all this stuff. And I was like, huh, well, that's weird. And then I went into the pharmacist and got the medication. When I came out, that was all gone.
That's when they changed and replaced her.
So now I have a clearer memory of it than Kelly does because she told me the story. So it's kind of weird.
See, I have no memory of my wisdom teeth being taken out. Like up to the point where it's the first time I ever had to have an IV in my arm. Yeah. And I was super nervous about it. They put the IV in and I looked up and I was like, oh, it feels like there's, I put my arm in an ice chest and I went, bleh. And I woke up in an armchair. I got taken home and I got put in my bed and I just kind of fell asleep. And I had cable in my room at the time and my mom turned on Tech TV because she knew I liked it. If you don't remember Tech TV, they had 5 shows that they repeated throughout the day. That's it. So I would fall asleep, wake up, and it would be the same show at about the same time, except I'd look over at the clock and it was like 3 hours later. I was like, oh my God.
Me and the TV are caught in a time loop.
It was the trippiest thing. But like the next day, I was completely fine.
Yeah.
But that might be because I've had so many dental procedures done.
Tell us of your adventures, Andy.
Well, to preface this, my father's side of the family has bad tooth genetics. We've been told that we have the lowest amount of tooth enamel that anyone's ever seen.
Yeah. Hey, good for you guys.
Just have little sponges in your mouth.
So you take care of your teeth and they will decay anyway. As a child, we went to this dentist called Dr. Austin. I don't think he's there anymore. The best part about his office was he had arcade machines. The worst part was the dentist himself, who was a mean old man.
What? Yeah. I want to go to the arcade dentist.
I think I saw the same dentist.
Well, O'Gara had arcade machines.
Yeah, but I think Dr. Austin was my dentist, possibly.
Oh, really? Well, there's not really.
He was also a mean old man.
Yeah.
Sounds like the same guy.
When I mentioned the pliers method, that's how he took out my two front teeth when he decided that they needed to come out so my adult teeth could come in, is he took pliers and pulled out my teeth.
Oh, man. Did he just, like, get up on the chair and put his feet on either side of your head and just, like...
What he did was he numbed up the area, put the pliers in there, twisted, and pulled.
Oh, man.
And the sound was kind of like, crack, crunch!
Oh, no!
And then all of a sudden, you taste blood.
Yeah.
I do.
You gave Adam a stroke with your story.
There's a point in time when I was at his office getting a cavity filled where I was like, halfway through it, I said, I need to go to the bathroom. And I considered escaping through the bathroom window.
We've got another one.
But that leads me to the end of high school, beginning of college. I must have been like 19 when my family, like, my teeth were getting kind of bad. No matter how much I took care of them, it's like, oh, look, I have another cavity, even though I've been brushing and flossing and all the good stuff.
Yeah.
And my mom goes, well, you know, we get all our dentistry done in Mexico.
Do I know that?
I was like, no, I didn't know that. But they said, well, take a week off from your job. We'll come down there and we'll pay for all of your teeth to get done.
Off the books.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about if you're a dentist in Mexico, if you get sued, you're basically done. So they have to be pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Except that we only had a week to do roughly 18 root canals.
Holy crap.
Oh, God.
Within 3 days, I had 24 hours of dental work done to my mouth.
Jesus.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Just opening your mouth at that point would be asking too much.
I had an iPod with about 2 days' worth of heavy metal on it.
Yeah.
And then after that, you're in Mexico and you can buy a margarita for... So I must have been like 21. You can buy a gigantic bowl of liquor afterwards for a dollar.
Yeah.
One bowl of rum, please.
I want to dunk my head into it.
Except that the horror comes from not being able to understand a goddamn thing anybody is saying while they're working on your mouth.
Yeah.
I say the horror comes from that, but the horror also comes from, yeah, you're just sitting in a dentist chair for about 8 hours while some guy is in there going...
Well, I mean, I know the anxiety of just being overseas trying to order something over a counter. I can only imagine when they're in my mouth doing work.
Well, and I had to go back again because they gave me all temporary crowns, and I had to go back like a month later when all the regular crowns were done.
Yeah.
And here in America, when I had a crown put on, it was not painful.
Yeah.
Over in Mexico, like, they dug down into my gums like, yeah, here we go. Let's get in there.
Just got to make sure this takes root. Yeah, I can't even imagine. Like, my worst thing that I've had, like, from when I started going to college until maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I was pretty much flat broke that entire time. Like, my bank account was frequently in the red. So going to the dentist was one of the last things that I could afford to do. So last year, I finally went to the dentist for probably the first time in like 13 years. And yeah, it was kind of bad in my mouth. And so they had to do a lot of work. And so I was like in and out doing different appointments for a few weeks. And there was one day where I went in to get like two cavities filled and I got them done. And it was like, I don't know, an hour and a half or so. And then I came out and they're like, okay, you've got two more and then you're done. I was like, okay, when's your next open appointment? Like, well, we have one this afternoon.
Right,
like,
now.
Okay. And so, like, I went home for 2 hours and then came back and had two more hours of work done.
You wrote your will and testament.
After 4 hours of having my teeth worked on, like, my teeth were fine. They do such a great job. I never felt any pain, but like my jaw just hurt from having it sit open for 4 hours.
The mental damage done. Well, it turns out Mexican root canals don't take super well.
Really great short-term work.
Or they do x-rays and like some of my teeth had three roots and they missed one. So I've had to have some teeth redone. About 3 years ago, I was eating a sandwich from Jimmy John's and I was like, I'm going to get that bread with all the nuts in it.
Oh, it's super crunchy bread.
And I crunched down and it broke off a piece of the...
A Kit Kat bar.
Yeah, it broke me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. I said, give me a break. No, it broke off a piece of the crown, and I had to go look at it. They're like, you are completely fine. You can get this fixed whenever.
Yeah.
Because it's porcelain and then metal.
Right.
Except that they didn't know that I also grind my teeth when I'm stressed. So what happened was I ground a hole in that metal.
Oh, man.
Come to about 4 weeks ago, When I'm sitting on the couch, everybody's over. Of course, this had to happen in front of a bunch of people. And I'm chewing Skittles, and all of a sudden, there's a very hard Skittle in my mouth.
What's with this white hard Skittle?
Which was my back molar had just come off. The top of it just came off.
Yeah.
In my mouth. And I turned to Alex and I said, am I having a nightmare?
Are you real?
Because that's the only thing I could think of that made any sense to me. Is like, I must be dreaming. My teeth are coming out.
I have had that dream.
Immediately, I left everybody in my house. Well, the wife and I went and got a paraffin wax so I could put it over the broken tooth.
Yeah, just ate a candle.
Well, yeah. Go to the dentist. They say, oh, yeah, that's really fucked. That's going to have to come out. We can see you in a... Well, if you want to be put under, we can see you at the end of February.
Oh, man.
It's not great when the dentist looks in your mouth and says, oh, damn.
But if you don't want to be put under, we can see you in 2 weeks. I said, okay, good. And it didn't hurt because it had been root canaled.
Right.
So I was like, well, but the thing is like, I'd put the paraffin wax in there, but it had like a minty flavor that if I fell asleep, would get up, it caused my tonsils to swell. Like if I stuck my tongue back there, because I also get tonsil stones.
What are those?
It's little balls of calcification that get up in my tonsils and I can snort them out. And they smell like somebody vomited poop in my mouth.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Look it up. It's gross.
You're don't like look manufacturing it up. Your own gastroliths.
And like, I went to see a doctor for those and I was like, is this bad? She goes, oh, you have tonsil stones. I was like, should I get them taken out? Said, nah.
You've got enough going on.
If they don't hurt, then you don't need them taken out. Like sometimes it hurts. Like I go to my work. I say, hey guys, I'm going to need this Wednesday after. Like, that's right before Christmas. Like, yeah, but look at this.
Check this out.
So, of course, they schedule me for the next day, but that's a... going to see the oral surgeon, very nice guy, except that he's talking about stuff I don't really relate with. Like, first off, I go in there and I say, guys, I'm absolutely terrified.
Yeah.
Like, oh, don't worry about it. This is going to be fine. Like, I believe you, but right now I'm terrified. He goes, yeah, what kind of music do you want to listen to?
Have you ever met someone with anxiety? That doesn't fucking work. It's like, oh, just don't worry.
It's like, guys, right now I'm hearing boss fight music, but I don't see the boss. And I was struck by how far dentistry had come since my plier pulling days. Yeah. I get in there and say, okay, we're going to do a bone graft. So if you want to put an implant in there later, that'll be fine. So what we're going to do is we're going to take these bone granules and we're going to take about 4 vials of your blood, centrifuge them out, take the plasma and white blood cells, mix them with that. So it all
crazy.
So your body accepts it.
Okay.
And then they also had this, you know how most dentists have that rubber stopper they put in your mouth to keep you from biting down.
Uh-huh.
Well, they had one that also like, held my tongue back, but it was also a vacuum in case there was too much water in my mouth.
Huh.
So I could bite down and it'd pull out all the blood and water.
Weird. Huh.
Pretty fancy.
And then after that, the guy was like, oh man, your tooth roots were a lot longer than I expected. So instead of the 15 minutes, it was 45 minutes of a man putting larger and larger screwdrivers into my mouth to basically turn the roots in my mouth around. Like,
is this a nightmare?
Don't like it at the time. Then after that, it was completely fine. Like, it was much better than having old-style dentistry done.
The one thing I've noticed about dentists, which again, there was like a 13-year gap where I didn't see any. The funny thing about dentists is that since I moved around a lot when I was a kid, I would go to different dentists a lot. And whenever you get a new dentist, they always disparage whatever work the last dentist did. They're just like, who did these fillings? These are terrible. I could redo these fillings for you. I do a much better job. Which is funny because last year I had all that work done. And then this year I went to the same dentist. And I went in last time and they're like, not the doctor, but like the technician was in before the doctor. And she was like, who did this filling? I was like, I really don't know. I don't even know what tooth you're pointing at. And she's like, well, they didn't do a very good job. We could do a better job. We'll just fix it up for you. And then like she went out and the doctor came in and he was like, yeah, I did that filling. It's totally fine. It's like, oh, okay.
But I've seen dental technology evolve. Like I had a dentist once that had if you had a small cavity, he had basically a tiny gun that shot a laser and water at your tooth, and he wouldn't use a drill.
What?
Huh. You'd smell burning, but you wouldn't feel anything. My favorite tooth is my back right one. It was the first root canal I ever got, and they said, what kind of crown do you want on there? I said, gold.
Something royal.
I said, yeah, now I'm a pirate. Yar. Either way, that's all my dentist... Like, I could go on for hours about how awful it is to be in a dentist chair, but now it's time for what are your morals worth?
Okay.
Okay, every single one of you is now a dentist.
Yay. Oh, man. Do I have a degree?
I don't have the job hunt anymore.
You do have, like, an honorary degree.
Okay.
What did I do to deserve this?
So, doctors, a man comes in, and he's going to be put under, and you have to take out some of his teeth.
Who are you to tell me what to do? I'm the doctor here.
I'm going
to
put in more teeth.
Beyond what you're supposed to take out, you will be given an amount of money for every tooth that you pluck up, Pleca that's not supposed to be taken out.
How many does he need taken out?
He only needs two taken out.
Okay.
Now, what's going to happen afterwards? Like, if he sues me, I'm just going to lose all that money.
You have a really good lawyer.
We have a nice place in Argentina picked out for you.
Yes. You've got a really good lawyer, except that with the damage you've done, the guy will not be able to get implants. So he'll have to get dentures.
What if I replace all his teeth with better teeth?
No implants.
What if
how much would they have to pay you per tooth?
What if I give him some plastic vampire fangs at the end?
They glow in the dark, even.
I got you some of them wax lips.
See, you're smiling already.
You're only getting paid the standard fare, but like the other dentist is behind you, like with a stack of money, is like, take them, take them.
Who's this evil dentist?
Dr. Giggles.
I still am missing a tooth where that orthodontist took that one out, and it's up on the top towards the back. It's like third tooth from the end. And honestly, I get by pretty fine without that tooth. I think it'd be harder if it was on the...
I could probably lose like one or two fingers and be fine.
It's true.
I don't use all of them.
I don't even notice. Like, it's just in a spot that I don't use for chewing. So I think I could take those two without concerning myself much. So I think I'd take two extra, those two on both top sides.
How much are we paying you?
How much would you have to pay me to take this man's teeth? I mean, if he's got an open mind about it, it's not really that big a deal. I mean, I didn't want to lose that tooth, and I did, and it was fine. So maybe this was what my orthodontist had going on.
Yeah, at the end, can I just calmly explain to him that there was an evil dentist coercing me?
I think you could try, but no, you don't understand. The evil dentist told me.
He's not here anymore.
So I'm going to go with the Adam approach and split it with the guy. So I'll cut him in.
Okay. Maybe.
Look, I took your teeth, but here's you can roll these dollar bills up and stick them in there, and it'll be just as good.
Just dollar bills, though. I'm giving him $2.
Here's your cut.
I think I would do it for $200,000. So he'd get $100,000 and I'd get $100,000.
Okay.
No, total. So $100,000 a tooth.
That seems pretty good. Like, yeah. I don't feel very nice about...
Remember, there are no consequences tooth. Except that you have to stare at the sad face of the toothless man in court when your lawyer
passes
him down.
Lowest amount of money I would do it for. It's going to have to be at least five digits a tooth.
Five digits a tooth?
So oh, mine was we'll six.
Say, yeah. So we'll say, what, $10,000. A tooth at the least.
How many teeth you taking?
I like Sean's approach. We don't need all of those teeth.
Just
let's be honest. Some of our teeth are a little superfluous.
I'm living proof.
I'd say I could take at least four teeth and he'd probably be fine.
At least four teeth then.
This is the knowledge you gained from an honorary DDS.
Four? Sounds good. Like an incisor?
Let's roll them bones. First, I'm going to need your bones.
Okay, Kelly.
I think I could take one tooth.
Oh, but he's going to be asymmetrical.
Yeah. You monster.
He'll get over it. I think I could do it for $250,000 and we could split it 50-50.
That's not bad.
It's a little more than me.
I figure I can take the backmost tooth on each, like top, bottom, each side.
Well, I'm living proof. I only have 23 teeth.
Yeah. He'll be fine.
Andy, what's your answer?
Oh, I'm going to clean him out.
For only a dollar a tooth. It's about time someone knew what I went through.
Like, if I had to go through all this pain, somebody else has to as well.
Is this man your dentist?
I like my current dentist. No, let's say it's Dr. Austin, the children's dentist.
Oh, I didn't know I could take revenge on somebody. I'll do it for free if that's the case.
Remember me, Dr. Pliers.
I love your Donkey Kong 3 machine. Yeah, I'm going to take all this man's teeth for a Donkey Kong 3 machine. But if it was just an innocent victim, yeah, I'd take the back... two teeth off of both sides, and probably Sean seems about right. Like that'd be about $400,000, and I'd give him $200,000 and be like, eh.
I just love it. That's what you say. We hand it to him. It's like, eh.
Sorry.
Come
on.
Hand him a briefcase full of $200,000 and eight teeth.
I didn't even want them.
I mean, as we learned recently, they don't pay you much more than that for taking off a limb accidentally. So
yeah
right?
That's pretty good pay.
Yeah, people are weird about mouth stuff.
That's very true.
Either way, does anybody else have any more stories? Does anybody want me to take their teeth?
And only if you give me half.
I'm already down a few, so I started behind.
I do have a few extras.
Okay, then I think we're good. That's our show about dentistry. Thank you for listening to Acid Pop.
Thanks to my co-hosts, and thank you so much for tuning in today. If you would like more information about today's episode, check out our website at acidpoppodcast.podbean.com. You can also find us on Twitter at AcidPopPodcast and contact us at acidpoppodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us all the stars you can. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you next week.